Dan, did you eat a lot of lunch meat when you were a kid?
Yes, because I was not a fan of the peanut butter and jelly. I did go quite a bit with the lunch meat.
So you went with the regular lunch, you know, your classic lunch meat.
Mm-hmm.
Some people call them cold cuts.
Mm-hmm.
Some people call them cold meat. Lunch meat. What we called them in my house, my parents and I, cold meat. That's what we called it.
We went lunch meat.
Went lunch meat. Yeah, it would vary between the two. Esmeralda, were you a lunch meat consumer?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I loved my bologna.
Yep. I too was lunch, and every once in a while, you know, when I go shopping, I'll just grab some lunch meat, and get all sentimental about it.
Do you eat it, or you just grab it?
I grab it and then put it right back on the shelf.
Look at it.
No, of course I eat it. I love lunch meat. It brings back a lot of memories, though.
Yeah, my parents still, they'll buy cotto salami and mm-hmm. bologna and all that.
Yeah.
We go through a package a week
of
lunch meat.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, between Eileen and the girls and I. We're definitely still every week.
Yeah.
Multiple times.
Well, it's also quick. You know what I mean? Like if you have a weird schedule like we do and you need to eat something quickly, you can slap together a lunch meat sandwich and you're fine.
See, no, wait, are you also throwing in deli meat?
Well, deli meat,
because it's evolved, you know what I mean?
No, I understand. There are different levels of deli meat, because you can get olive loaf at a deli.
Yeah, but you know, like Oscar Mayer.
Well, yeah, Oscar Mayer. You mean you're talking about the prepackaged stuff,
right?
Yeah, well, you get that as well.
Like, but I see that as a different.
But those products are also available at a deli. You know what I mean? Like those same products. Like you can get olive loaf.
Yeah, but I see those as different. Like the ones you get from the Oscar Mayer, the Budding's.
Budding, yeah.
Like all those. I see those as different than if I were to go to the deli counter and order.
All right. Because like if you're going to the deli counter to get like, you know, some rare roast beef, that's a little different than going to the deli to get, you know, olive loaf.
Could be a house-made olive loaf. You don't know.
Yeah. Is there a house-made olive loaf?
I bet you there is. If you go to, you know, like if you go west on Belmont,
yeah,
like towards maybe Polish, neighborhoods,
well, maybe
Eastern European,
maybe. All right. Louisa Chu wrote a piece in the Tribune about lunch meat, and lunch meat must have been how my... But by the way, if you guys want to jump in, what are your favorite memories of that? 312-981-72. And I think everybody grew up eating the stuff. You know, you bring a bag lunch to school, and that's what you're going to eat, like bologna or whatever you got. And I still love I still love the stuff. But that it just brings back a lot of childhood memories of eating that kind of stuff. And still, every once in a while, as an adult, I'll grab a package or two of it and check it out. But lunch meat must have been how my food adventures began, says Louisa Chu in the Tribune. Childhood breakfasts were poured from boxes, with dinners forged in my working mom's wok. But lunch brought a certain kind of freedom. At its heart were layers of thinly sliced mysteries. us latchkey kids with no lunchroom at school, much less a lunch lady, we kids walked home to eat. Living near our small neighborhood grocery, my little sister and I stopped off for lunch meat a la minute. Our favorite, chicken roll, creamy round slices. What was it made of? Who knows? Studded flecks of meat, sliced thin but not too thin, lest they fall apart or worse, get stuck together. No, the chicken roll should be sliced just thick enough to arrange even cold layers over fresh or toasted butternut bread. We didn't add condiments, but they weren't needed on this highly seasoned savory suspension. If we had time, I might grill the chicken roll sandwiches, melting the lunch meat to nearly bechamel. How about that?
What's a chicken roll?
Chicken roll.
Like, that sounds wonderful.
Well, it's insanely processed. I'm not sure. I really don't know what it is, but it's called chicken roll, and it has no, you know, animal shape to it. It's round. It's like bologna. It is. It's as processed as bologna.
Interesting.
Yeah. And it's got stuff like meat flecks in it and stuff, like a lot of them do. One of my favorites is the cheese loaf. You ever have the Oscar Mayer cheese loaf?
Oh, yeah. It's the ham with the bits.
Ham and cheese. Yeah, ham and cheese loaf.
I found that very ingenious.
Yeah, that was one of my favorites.
And then you double up, put some more cheese on there.
Right. But one of my favorite things about the ham and cheese loaf, the Oscar Mayer ham and cheese loaf, was when you would open up the package and peel that plastic back off and get in there and try to peel up a couple of slices, some of the specks of cheese would stick to the bottom slice as you were pulling it off, and there'd be holes in it. You know what I mean? Like it would pull the cheese out of it, and so you'd have, like, where cheese used to be, there were these holes. And then the chunks of cheese are stuck on the layer below that. So, of course, you're like, well, I'm going to take this piece, too, because I'm missing some of my cheese. That was the challenge of the ham and cheese loaf, the Oscar Mayer ham and cheese loaf, getting as much cheese and no holes in your loaf.
Because you would have gone forever.
Yeah, you could just take the whole package. Just take all 12 slices out and stick them on a piece of bread and eat them. I can't afford to lose my cheese from my loaf. Dan, you ever have the ham and cheese loaf with the specks of cheese?
Can't say that I did.
Oh, you've never had that?
Oh.
You got to try it. Oscar Mayer ham and cheese loaf. It's fantastic. It's got the specks of cheese, like spotted cheese. You can just look it up. You can see what it looks like.
I will say I don't know what it was, but when I tried it, the ham did not taste how the ham I'm used to.
Oh, no, what
Oscar
I don't
Mayer
know.
Ham.
Yeah.
It tastes different. I think maybe something happens when they have to make the holes with the cheese.
It's completely processed.
No, but I mean, I love me some just whatever boiled ham squares that come from Oscar Mayer.
Yeah. I don't know what they do. Maybe something happens in the process of, like, combining the cheese flecks into the ham. I mean, it must change. It has to change the whole thing. But yeah, no, Dan, come on, man, you got to try it.
I will give it a try.
And then, like, and tell me how hard it was for you to peel up a slice of ham and cheese loaf, leaving the pieces of cheese behind, and then you hold up the slice of loaf, and there's holes in it where cheese used to be. That's the most frustrating part of having the ham and cheese loaf sandwich. You're losing your cheese from your loaf. You don't want to lose your cheese from your loaf. It's very painful. I was on medication for a while because of that, because I lost some cheese from my loaf.
I mean, it's obviously stuck with you this long.
No pun intended, stuck with me. Hold on a minute now.
All right.
Here's Vic on WGN. Hey, Vic.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, Nick. Hey, great memories. My grandmother used to make the greatest sandwiches from Oscar Mayer products. She'd take the Oscar Mayer hot dogs, she'd slice them in half and put them on two pieces of toast with lettuce, tomato, and onion, and that was like a gourmet sandwich, and it was silver crumb bread.
Same
thing with the cotto salami. And you know what, it was like a gourmet sandwich, but as I was telling your producer, the stuff we have today, it's like gourmet compared to what we had back then.
Oh, yeah.
So the Deepston Watson and the Boar's Head stuff today is the greatest.
Yeah, no, that stuff is, I mean, listen, if you go to the deli now and you get, you know, if you're going to get, like Boar's Head stuff, I mean, that's good stuff. That's quality meat right there. And it's real meat. It's not like processed cheese products,
no,
you know.
No, it's not like the cow's lips and everything.
Right. All right, Vic, thanks, man.
Sure, Nick.
Take care, thanks. Buddy. Was Vic in a club? Was Vic in the club? Is it his birthday? See, I'm hip. I made a 50 Cent reference. That song's only 15 years old.
Esmeralda and I were impressed.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it worked.
Thank you.
Then I was thinking, he's listening to the Nick DiGiglio show in a club.
Yeah. Well, that's what they do. That's the most popular place to listen to my show. I don't know if you know that or not.
I've seen the demographics.
Oh, yeah.
Number one with club kids.
That's right. Number one rated in River North.
They don't listen to the music anymore. They just put on the headphones, listen to the Nick D show. Have Nick D raves.
Or do they go one ear, one earbud in and one earbud out.
Yeah.
You know, one ear's got the...
Yeah.
And then Nick talking about his lunch meat. Then,
so it's like a bat, like a track on the...
Right. So I'm rapping as they...
Yeah,
are.
There
that's,
you go.
That's what I'm doing.
Spoken word.
Yeah, man, I'm spitting. All right, we got to... You all right? Esmeralda did a spit take. Esmeralda just did a spit take.
No,
it looked like you did a spit take. Well, that's a hip thing that the kids say. They didn't really, hey, man, he's spitting. That guy can spit. All right, we have to take a break. We'll take a break. We'll come back. More Lunch Meat Memories. That was, by the way, I was in a band called Lunch Meat Memories with Cochran. We were in that band together. We opened up for Saga once. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. 312-981-7200. Is the phone number for Talk, Text, and Two for Tuesday as well. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate studio here, the Showcase studio right on Michigan Avenue. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Two for Tuesday continues. You hear me? Two for Tuesday! Paul requested Neil Young, and that's Alabama. 312-981-7200 for Talk and Text and Two for Tuesday requests as well. A little bit later on, we're going to be talking with shark expert and filmmaker David Diley. Before that, we're going to talk about that fantastic subgenre where nature went nuts and animals killed everybody. We'll talk about those ridiculous movies. And right now, we're going down memory lane and talking about lunch meat and our favorite lunch meats when we were growing up. I was singing the praises of the ham and cheese loaf, the Oscar Mayer ham and cheese loaf, which, Dan, you absolutely have to try.
I look forward to it.
Yeah. We have to do a taste test of certain things that on the air. Like, have Dan try the ham and cheese loaf on the air. See how that works out.
If you want me, I can use my talents and make you a charcuterie plate.
Oh, yes. That's, yes. What was included on that you fed to V?
It had some head cheese.
Okay.
It had olive loaf.
Oh, I love olive loaf.
It had the ham and cheese loaf. Oh. It had bologna, beef bologna.
Mm-hmm.
What else was
there? Was it Oscar Mayer bologna?
Yes.
Of course.
It was all Oscar Mayer products, except the head cheese.
Does Oscar Mayer make head cheese?
I don't... Well, at least the store I went to, they didn't have it, but I went to the deli, and they had a couple of...
Yeah.
Like, that kind of stuff, so I was like, oh, we need to try this, which I really enjoy. It was chicken head cheese.
Sure. Head cheese is... what people have referred to head cheese as the fruitcake of meats.
Right. No, it wasn't bad. I liked it. And then I dotted it with Kraft cheese... And Kraft American cheese, and then slices of just
white bread.
Yes, yeah, just of slices of white bread.
Yeah, of course, you got that's exactly how you did. That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
And he was disgusted. Oh, I put some Dijon mustard on there too. You know,
fancy.
I know, I fancied it.
That's really fancy.
He was very disgusted by it all.
I mean, it's usually French's. Yeah, that you don't go Dijon. It's you.
I know.
French's.
I didn't have any French's. Okay. I didn't want to buy French's either.
Oh, man. All right. Well, there you go. We'll set that up, a big fancy plate. Esmeralda can put it together, and we'll big taste test of processed meats. I can't believe that he had never had bologna.
Right?
How does someone reach their 30s and never have bologna?
I don't know. I loved it as a kid.
Yeah.
That was
my
favorite.
I love it as an adult. bologna, man, I had bologna. God, I think I had bologna almost every day of my life when I was a kid. I'm not kidding. Always Oscar Mayer, man.
I would just eat it as a snack.
Yeah. Just take a slice and...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I would take the slice and then make a hole in the middle. So fold it over and then make a hole. I don't know why.
You would bite it? You like fold it over, take a bite, and then you got that hole in the middle.
Right.
Well, you know, you got to do it. Do you ever fry bologna?
I have not. I don't think I ever did. I think I always ate it cold.
Oh, man.
I also used to eat hot dogs cold.
Yeah, me too.
But I'd peel the skin off first. It was real weird.
Like Oscar Mayer hot dogs are like bologna.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's the same thing.
It's the same thing. But no, yeah, fried bologna, Esmeralda, that's a delicacy.
I never fried it.
Oh, you gotta. Now make sure when you fry it though, you gotta cut an X in the middle of the bologna, slice of bologna, because otherwise it's gonna pop up and dome.
Right. Oh, don't want that.
No, you don't want that. You want perfection in your fried bologna.
I'll have to go to Jerry's Grill and get it.
Oh yeah, they sell it there, don't they? They do. Some places, some restaurants actually do have that besides Jerry's. But yeah, that's the key. You got to slice that X in the middle of your bologna because otherwise it's going to pop up and dome and you'll have to press it down.
See, I wouldn't mind that as a breakfast meat.
No, that's exactly what you know, nothing like a few slices of fried bologna and a couple of eggs.
I still do. Oh, liver sausage, too.
I love liver sausage.
I had on that charcuterie plate.
Did he hate it?
We did not mind it.
I love liver sausage.
He hated the bologna more than the liver sausage.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Liver sausage, I adore liver sausage, and I've said this a million times. You give me a butter knife, a roll of liver sausage, and a box of Wheat Thins, and I'm set. I'm set for a couple of hours. I will eat that. Oh, God, I love liver sausage. Again, I was not a picky eater, man. I was just, as a kid, my parents...
We never had it in the house.
Oh, we did.
But I think if no one told me what it was and just fed it to me, I'd probably be fine.
It's just pate. That's all it is.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of pate, though.
I love it. Here's Linda on WGN. Hey, Linda.
Hey, Nick. Hey. I heard you talking about fried bologna.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, back in the 40s and the 50s, my mom used to go to Goldblatt's, and they had a grocery store in the basement here in the south side.
Uh-huh.
And she would go and she would buy a half of a bologna. That's when you could get it in chunks.
Okay.
And she would take it and she would slice it thick.
Mm-hmm.
And make our fried bologna for us.
Oh, man.
Sometimes that was even for supper with raw onions.
That was so
good.
That sounds so good.
And then she would take it and she would, we had an old hand grinder and clamp it to the table.
Yeah.
And us kids would love to crank it and she would grind it up. And before she could really get relish ready made and stuff, she would put pickles and some onions and that in there, grind it up and make it like a ham salad and put some mayo in there.
Yeah.
And we would have that for sandwiches.
See, this is, I am now starving. I now want all of this stuff that we're talking about.
Yummy.
It sounds delicious. It sounds absolutely delicious.
You know, another thing, though, to try, and bologna's good with mustard, but if you have it with cheese, couple of slices of bologna and some cheese
mm-hmm.
on bread with mayo.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great sandwich.
Yes, it is. I agree. Great stuff, Linda. Thanks for the call.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Take care. All right. We just got a couple of texts in, Esmeralda. 608 area code says, does liver sausage count as lunch meat? We used to eat liver sausage sandwiches all the time. Yes, as we were just discussing, liver sausage is a delicacy, as far as I'm concerned. Here's Trucker Rich. Hey, Rich.
Hey, Nick, how you doing?
All right, man.
You and I are close to the same age. I'm older by a few years, but did you ever have ring bologna?
Ring bologna?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we described to everybody what it is, because I'm pretty sure I have.
It's like, well, it's in a ring,
yeah.
Like a giant sausage type, but it's a cross between bologna and probably Polish sausage.
Mm-hmm.
Is the closest I can think of it. I haven't seen it in years, but my mom was a big, big fan of that's what we're having for supper.
We're having ring bologna for supper.
Yeah. You know, you should boil it all and then slice it off like a sausage, and we have that. Hash browns or mashed potatoes or something like that.
But, yeah. So that's eating. That's good eating.
I'm still a fan of taking toast and couple slices of bologna and a couple slices of cheese and some pickles and mayonnaise for a quick sandwich.
I just love the fact that there was an article, I mean, that the Louisa Chu wrote all about lunch meat. It's in the Trib today. So
and like your last caller, my mom used to, instead of making ham salad, it was always bologna salad.
Yeah,
in the same way with the hand grinder brings back memories.
That does. All right, Rich, take care, buddy.
All right, yep, all right. Take care. Have a good evening.
Okay, take care. Bye. We got the news coming up here in 5 seconds. Welcome back, everybody. How are you? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Two for Tuesday. Yeah, man, two for Tuesday. Get your requests in now. One artist, two songs. 312-981-7200. Lou requested Martina McBride. That's Wild Angels. There you go. So you want to get your requests in, please do so. 312-981-7200. is the phone number for talking texts. So it's Nick DiGilio here. We're live in the Allstate Showcase Studio right on Michigan Avenue. We're here till 5. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5 and the great Steve Cochran at 6 for E-Morning Drive. Make sure you stay tuned for my main man, Steve Cochran. Coming up after 4:30, we're going to talk with award-winning filmmaker, shark expert, and all-around fascinating guy, David Diley. And we're going to talk about the myths of shark, his movie of Shark and Man, and more. But before we do that, we are going to get into the opposite of knowing the facts about sharks, and we're going to talk about the craziest insane animal attack movies and When Nature Strikes Back movies, which were very, very, very popular. Well, been very popular for forever, but particularly we had a ton of them. Right after Jaws, when Jaws came out, it was like when nature attacked subgenre really took. I was big in the 50s too, but in the 50s it was usually when nature attacked giant version, like they were like everything got really big because of atomic experiments and stuff. So we'll get into that. But right now we're talking about lunch meat and some of our favorite childhood memories involving that. And we got a bunch of people who are calling in and texting in. If you want to jump in, it's 312-981-7200. There were 100 comments on this Facebook page that Louisa Chu put together. And she said that the best ones were salami. People said salami, mortadella, pastrami, prosciutto, turkey, corned beef, bologna, head cheese, and liver sausage.
I mean, half of those are like, yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to eat prosciutto all day long.
Well, prosciutto is, that's...
Come on now.
You mentioned prosciutto and head cheese in the same sentence. It seems a little weird to me.
Well, I think head cheese, you can get really good head cheese.
Yeah.
But yeah, when you call those tops, you're like, yeah.
Well, clearly.
That's not lunch meat.
I mean, pastrami,
It's lunch meat, but it's not lunch meat.
Right. Mortadella is kind of lunch meaty.
See, I've only experienced nice mortadella.
Yeah, no, it's good. I mean, it is. But even at its best, it's still cordial. It's very lunch meaty because mortadella is very processed. I mean, it's good. It's damn good. But it's very processed. But yeah. So, let's see. What else do we got here? We got some more texts here. 412 area code says chipped ham is big in Pittsburgh.
See, what is chipped ham?
I don't know. Is it the same thing as chipped beef?
I've heard of chipped beef.
Yeah, chipped beef.
Which is like pieces of beef, isn't it?
It's pieces of beef in gravy served on toast. It's
right.
They call it blank on a shingle. In the armed forces, they call it blank on a shingle.
Delicious.
It's completely delicious, but that's what they referred to it as, SOS. That's what they called it. Ask Vic. I bet Vic knows that it was called
right
SOS.
I mean, I'm imagining ham like lovely pieces of off of a big ham.
According to Wikipedia, chipped chopped ham is a processed ham lunch meat made from chopped ham, mixture of ham chunks, trimmings, and seasoning ground together and then packaged into loaves.
So it's like a processed ham product.
By chipping or shaving the meat loaf against a commercial meat slicer blade, the resultant thinly sliced product has a different texture and flavor compared to thickly sliced ham.
See, I'd eat that.
I'm not mad at it.
No, I'd eat that all day. Are you kidding me? I'd eat all this stuff, man.
I love boiled ham.
So do I.
Polish ham, the crocus.
Well, here, hold on. Check this out. Esmeralda, nice timing on that one. Here's the next text. Don, crocus, Polish ham, discussion over.
Yeah, I'll eat that all day, every day. I'm excited because it's always cheap at the supermarket.
It is
cheap.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. No, but it's good. Oh, yeah. I love that stuff too, man. Let's see. 815 says, have you ever tried blood tongue sausage? Blood tongue sausage?
I've had blood sausage.
I've had blood sausage and I've had tongue.
Right, but not together.
Not together.
Is it the blood of a tongue?
I have no idea.
That would be so many tongues.
Dan, you ever have tongue?
I have not had tongue.
You got to get some tongue tacos, man.
Oh, they're good, man.
Delicious.
Walking into a Taco Burrito King at 3 o'clock in the morning.
That's not the place to get a tongue taco.
You're half in the bag. That's probably the only time I'd ever
You wouldn't know the difference. If someone gave you a tongue taco, it's not like it's a big old tongue on a taco. It's all cooked for a very long time, and it's like chopped up, and it's so good.
Have you ever had a tongue from a deli? You ever have tongue from Manny's?
I have never had tongue, period.
Esmeralda, have you ever had tongue from tongue sandwich from a deli?
No, I've never had it. I've only had it in tacos.
No, man. No, yeah, you got to go to Manny's. Get a tongue sandwich from Manny's.
I think my mom also does one in a sauce.
Yeah.
Which I didn't think I ever ate because I was like, nah, I'm good.
See, people freak out about that. That's just, it's good, man.
As a kid, I wasn't too into it. And then I had a taco with it. I was like, yep, I will eat this.
And I love blood sausage. I love it.
I don't mind it, but pudding, the texture is a little too much for me.
Black pudding and all that stuff. Oh, I love it. Sam says, fried summer sausage is great. Yeah. All right. 405 area code says, bologna fried with barbecue sauce, sautéed onions and jalapeno peppers with cheese on a toast. That's living.
Yeah.
This is gourmet stuff we're talking about, Esmeralda.
Oh, of course. Watch. Some restaurant, some sandwich shop's going to open up and just sell all this stuff.
Yeah. I'm sure there already are high-end restaurants that do that. You know what I mean? And charge like $20 a sandwich for it. Here's Carrie on WGN. Hey, Carrie.
Hey, morning, Nick.
Hey.
Hey, first of all, you guys are making me really hungry.
Yeah, I know. I'm making myself hungry here.
I know. So I told Dan, I'm back in Illinois now, but we moved to Madison for work in Madison, Wisconsin for about 18 years. And when we first moved there, the Oscar Mayer plant, unfortunately, it just shut down. But the Oscar Mayer plant was there about three blocks from my house.
Oh, wow.
And the entire neighborhood smelled like hot dogs.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's right across the street from the airport, too. So when I would land, as soon as you go to your car, it's like, hot dogs.
Yeah.
You know? And then the other cool thing, two cool things, they had, that's where the Wienermobiles lived when they weren't traveling. So we saw Wienermobiles
right.
all the time.
Yeah, right, right.
And then the other thing is they had a employee store. But it was also open to the public, kind of like the Vienna Beef Plant in
right.
Chicago.
Sure.
And you could go, and they had weird stuff. And if anybody's listening hasn't been to the Vienna Plant, go there.
Oh, it's great.
It's awesome.
It's great. Esmeralda, yeah. Have you ever gone to the Vienna the Vienna Plant over on Diversey and or Fullerton and Damon?
I haven't.
Damon, yeah. It's Damon. Perhaps Kennedy, yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't.
You should. It's really fantastic.
I had a friend who used to sell like machinery for places like that, and he told me once he went, and I was like, "You should have took me. I want to just sit under the machine where all like the meats come out, and I'll just Homer."
The factory itself is fantastic. There's a great outlet store in there too, where you can get a lot.
It's an employee cafeteria.
Yeah,
it's open to the public.
It's fantastic. It really is. You got to check that place out, Esmeralda. You would dig it. I'm telling you, you really would. So, all right. Thank you, Carrie.
Thanks.
All right, buddy. Growing up three blocks away from the Oscar Mayer plant, your whole neighborhood smells like hot dogs. How, as a kid, how awesome would that be? Hey, my neighborhood smells like hot dogs. I live in the greatest neighborhood ever. Oh, man. Remember when you would get off? Hey, Dan, you remember when you would get off the Kennedy and or go to the Kennedy? And
oh yeah,
chocolate baby. Ugh.
You still don't get. I still get. I walk down the street to the Merch Mart and I'm like,
do you still get it? I don't
get
it. It's not. It's not as crazy as it used to be. I mean, it used to be like it could seep into the car vents.
If you go over there because you're closer to it.
Yeah.
It's a lovely smell.
Yeah. Oh no. Yeah.
I used to babysit this kid, and I had to drive him into downtown, and I had the window. It was summer, and the windows were open. And I guess he had never smelled it. Oh. He was like, what is that? And I'm like, oh, it's chocolate. There's a chocolate factory. He's like, what? he was like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, it's cool.
Yeah. And as I've mentioned before, you ever drive into Battle Creek, Michigan? The lovely smell of warm cereal wafts through the air. It's amazing. All right. Here's Bill on WGN. Hey, Bill.
Yeah, how about, did you ever do pickle roll-ups where you take thin sliced deli ham and spread softened cream cheese over it and put a whole dill pickle and roll it and then chill them and slice them?
Oh, yeah, with the cream cheese in the middle, right?
Right,
yeah,
right. The big whole dill pickle and then you chill it and then you slice them off in slices.
Right, and that's an hors d'oeuvre. That's what we call an hors d'oeuvre.
It's an hors d'oeuvre.
That's right. Exactly right. That was another one. Was a variation on that. Was the Buttig meats? Like you would take the packaged Buttig meat.
Yeah, you can take Buttig meat too, right?
And you wrap it up in the cream cheese, and that would be an appetizer.
right. Oh, you used to do that all the time. Sure, that's all the time.
That's the best, man.
The other one that called in about the ground bologna.
Yeah,
I used to eat that one as a kid all the time. My mother used to make that was the way we made ham salad.
Yeah.
In fact, I still have her old hand crank food grinder. I still use it.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, it still clamps with the
kitchen. And it still works. It still works.
Oh, yeah, still. They never wear out. I mean, they're made of cast iron.
Yeah, that's true.
They don't wear out, right.
So. All right. That's great, man. Okay, Bill, thanks for the call.
All righty.
You see, those are high-class hors d'oeuvres, Esmeralda. You get some Buttig meat, some cream cheese, a little pickle, roll them up, stick a toothpick in them. You're all set.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
I have to keep that under my...
Yeah. No, that was when I was a kid in the 70s, that was a thing, man. Any time, like, dinner party, somebody would always bring a plate full of the Buttig meat rolled up with cream cheese and toothpick stuck in them.
I mean, it sounds wonderful.
It is. Nancy texts in, many times my mom would make me fried bologna sandwiches with good old white bread for lunch. I love lunch meat, but we always buy it fresh from the Jewel deli counter. Bush's beef summer sausage and limpa bread are one of my favorites also. Olive loaf, veal bologna is awesome. Esmeralda, have you ever had veal bologna?
Have not.
It's an option. You can get it at the Jewel's. It's really good. Veal bologna is awesome. Liver sausage, Sara Lee brand rare roast beef, and their honey turkey breast are all good. We have a nice sandwich once a week for dinner. There you go. 262 area code says, my cousin would take an entire bologna, put it on a rotisserie, and bathe it in barbecue sauce, and then cut thick slices, and eat it on a Kaiser roll.
That just sounds like a giant... cocktail weenie.
Yeah, that's exactly what
sauce.
It is. That's exactly what it is. Susan says, no mayo on bologna. It's like putting mayo on a hot dog.
Oh, come on. That's my favorite doing white bread, Kraft cheese, and then either a ham or a bologna and mayo, and then you squeeze it together.
Yeah. Yeah. I can understand, people having a strong opinion about that, because I obviously have that strong opinion about putting ketchup on a hot dog.
Oh, but you need mayo on a sandwich.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm a mayo, and we've talked about this before. I grew up in a Miracle Whip house, and it wasn't until when I moved out, that was the first time I ever, we had mayo every once in a while when I was growing up, but it was mostly Miracle Whip. And it's a completely different thing than mayonnaise.
Oh, for sure. I make my own mayonnaise now.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Because it's so easy. I didn't realize how easy it was.
here we go. Oh, yeah, no, this is true. 219 area code, Esmeralda, for your information. Stouffer's has frozen dinner cream-chipped beef. You should give it a try. It's good. And I agree, because I've had it.
See, but that's not my... I want to know what chipped ham.
Well, chipped ham is different. That's like a processed... meat thing.
Oh, okay, so that's not.
Yeah, that's not the same. He was describing SOS, blank on a shingle. That's what he was describing.
Right. That sounds wonderful.
And it's delicious.
That sounds great.
Yeah. All right, we got a break here. When we come back, we'll wrap up this talk about lunch meat, and we'll get into animals killing everyone in movies. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Two for Tuesday. You made your two for Tuesday. Lou requesting Martina McBride with Anyway. We're wrapping up our talk about lunch meat and remembering some of the processed food products that we all enjoy. And then we're going to talk about when nature goes nuts, animals attack, sharks kill everybody. Then we'll have an actual shark expert on to debunk everything that we talked about before. That's coming up after 4:30. A couple more texts come in. 847 area code says, how about beef kidney? First, you have to boil the heck out of it. So, Esmeralda, I watched this show on the Food Network called Worst Cooks in America.
Yeah.
And it's the celebrity edition right now. And I'm loving it because Maria Bamford is on it. And it just makes me happy to watch her attempt to cook in her insane, wonderful, jittery way. And some of the other celebrities that are on there, Catherine Bach is on there from Dukes of Hazzard. Speaking of sharks, Ian Ziering is on it. And Bronson Pinchot, although he got booted yesterday. I'm sorry if I spoiled it for anybody. Like Vic spoiled Top Chef for me this year.
There goes my bracket.
There goes my bracket. You're putting a bracket together for worst cooks in America celebrity edition. Anyway, so the very first episode, Anne Burrell and Tyler Florence, they are the celebrity coaches. And they pick which celebrities are going to be on their team. And then they battle out, and whoever wins at the end, you know, like Tyler Florence's team wins. You know, the last person standing is Tyler Florence. Tyler Florence wins. So anyway, they're picking people. And in order to do this, they have to make, like, their signature dish or something. So Bronson Pinchot does sweetbreads. And here's the reason why he does sweetbreads. He's a terrible cook. He said, oh, yeah, one of the greatest meals I ever had in my life was when I was in Chicago shooting my first movie, Risky Business, and they took us out to a fancy restaurant, and I had sweetbreads for the first time, and it was great, and that's why I'm going to make them. And so they said, well, have you ever made sweetbreads before? He's like, no. Like, one of the most difficult things to cook. And then he didn't, because you got to poach them for a long time. I mean, you know, they're glands. And so all he did was fry them. He stuck them in a fry pan and said, this is disgusting. He didn't clean them. He did nothing. And then he serves it to Tyler Florence and Anne Burrell, and they're both like, we're not eating this.
Oh, my.
All right, we have to break. We got the news coming up. We'll wrap up the food talk, and then we'll get into insane animal movies and sharks kill. That's all coming up right after this. Two for Tuesday. Yeah, man, two for Tuesday, two Tuesday. 312-981-7200. Get your requests in now. One artist, two songs, two for Tuesday. 312-981-7200. Tom and 773 area code request Rolling Stones Heartbreaker. Yeah. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. We are live in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue, and we're here till 5 a.m. Coming up after the 4:30 news, award-winning filmmaker, shark expert, and guy who will help you swim with the sharks, David Diley, is going to join us to talk about how he gave up his job and his business to focus on sharks and underwater photography and do all kinds of cool stuff, and he's accomplished a lot since then. So we're going to talk with David, and who will debunk some of the myths and things about sharks killing people, thanks to you know, movies like Jaws and a lot of movies that we're about to talk about. We're about to jump into the topic of when nature attacks, animals kill movies. If you want to jump in, 312-981-7200. It's a very fun genre where all the animals go nuts and start attacking people and nature strikes back. And we would love to hear from you. What are some of your favorites and most ridiculous ones? 312-981-7200. Two more quick texts and we'll jump into it. Patty M. said, when we lived in Florida, my kids had bologna cups for lunch at school. Scoop of mashed potatoes, then a slice of cheese on the bologna, and it bakes into a cup. Okay.
I've seen people do that, but with, like, bacon.
Mm, oh, yeah, with, like, turning into, a bacon cup.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Either way, I'm fine with it.
You put soup in it, like a bread bowl.
Right.
It's low carb.
That's right. 708 area code says, I used to drive a truck hauling Blommer's chocolate. There are a few cents better than opening a trailer loaded with 40,000 pounds of fresh chocolate.
Can I say I've never had Blommer's chocolate?
Oh, really?
Because where is it?
Well, they have a store in the building.
Right. Oh, in the building of the thing. Yeah, but I've never seen it in a store.
Yeah, it doesn't. I mean, I've had it from there, so I don't know. I don't know if they sell it. Do they sell it? They have to sell it in stores. They can't just have it in the building.
I've never seen it.
Why would they ship it anywhere? Where are they going to ship it? To drive it around the block and bring it back to the...
Well, I don't know where they're selling it, because... Nowhere I've never seen it. I've always wondered.
Yeah. Well, it has to exist somewhere.